Escuelas oficiales de idiomas de Andalucía. Inglés. Nivel avanzado. Comprensión oral. Tarea 1. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Connected to other parts.
Hello, thanks for answering. My name's Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, I'm just wondering if you could help me to find some green thread.
World Hacks, the app helping blind people to see.
My name's Vicky. I live just outside of Edinburgh with my husband Robbie and our 3 children. Our children are very active outdoor kids. My friends call me their local toy consultant because I'm a big child. I've been blind since birth. My husband, Robbie, has a tiny bit of vision.
There are 285 million blind and visually impaired people in the world.
Every family faces their challenges, and our disability is just part of our life.
Vicky raises her family independently and mostly doesn't need any help. But every now and then, she just needs a bit of time with someone who can see.
The little day-to-day things, like matching up socks, finding out whether your food has passed its expiration date in your fridge.
She's uncomfortable always asking friends and relatives for help with simple tasks. This man came up with a solution. He's called Hans Weiberg.
Be My Eyes is an app, is an iPhone app, and it basically makes a live video connection from a blind person's iPhone to a random sighted volunteer's iPhone.
Be my eyes.
Connected to other
parts. Hello.
Hello, thanks for answering. My name's Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, I'm just wondering if you could help me to find some green thread because my son's pyjama top's got a hole in and I need to mend it with some thread and I can't find the green one.
Okay.
So I've got this little box here. Can you see the box?
Yes, I can see the box. I would say the rightmost one, like at the 3 o'clock position.
Here, this one?
Green. No, 2 up.
This one here.
I think that's green, yeah. Can you hold it a bit closer to the phone?
Yep, oh, here.
No, that seems to be green.
That's great. Thank you so much for your help today. That's fantastic. Yeah,
why is there a man with a camera standing?
Because I was just going to tell you that.
This is Kai. He's the sighted volunteer who happened to answer Vicky's call.
I'm from the Netherlands.
You're from the Netherlands? Wow.
I'm in Scotland. I'm near Edinburgh.
Nice.
Why did you join the app? Do you mind me asking?
I was was curious how it worked. I was curious if this was a way to help people who can't see. And then I really started liking it. I like, you know, that I have an opportunity to help people in this way that is also kind of cool and kind of no hassle for me ever.
What were you doing when you answered the call?
I was having lunch.
The app depends on there being enough volunteers. There are currently 32,600 blind people who are registered to use the site. But there are 457,000 sighted volunteers who've signed up to help them.
We are blown away by the number of people who are willing to help blind people. If you, as a blind person, need help at 4 o'clock in the morning, we don't call anyone at 4 o'clock in the morning, but then we just ping someone in another time zone. There's always someone taking a lunch break somewhere around the world.
What Be My Eyes has enabled us to do is to feel even more independent than we were before. It has enabled us to ask for help in real time. We don't have to wait until someone is around. The fact that it's anonymous, yes, you don't feel as if you're bothering anyone. And you can thank them genuinely, and they want to help, so that's wonderful.
The hope now is to expand this into the developing world, where 90% of the planet's visually impaired population live.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Hello, thanks for answering. My name's Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, I'm just wondering if you could help me to find some green thread.
World Hacks, the app helping blind people to see.
My name's Vicky. I live just outside of Edinburgh with my husband Robbie and our three children. Our children are very active outdoor kids. My friends call me their local toy consultant because I'm a big child.
Wow!
I've been blind since birth. My husband, Robbie, has a tiny bit of vision.
There are 285 million blind and visually impaired people in the world.
Every family faces their challenges, and our disability is just part of our life.
Vicky raises her family independently and mostly doesn't need any help. But every now and then, she just needs a bit of time with someone who can see.
The little day-to-day things like matching up socks, finding out whether your food has passed its expiration date in your fridge.
She's uncomfortable always asking friends and relatives for help with simple tasks. This man came up with a solution. He's called Hans Weiberg.
Be My Eyes is an app, is an iPhone app, and it basically makes a live video connection from a blind person's iPhone to a random sighted volunteer's iPhone.
Be my eyes. Connected to other
parts.
Hello, thanks for answering. My name's Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, I'm just wondering if you could help me to find some green thread because my son's pyjama top's got a hole in and I need to mend it with some thread and I can't find the green one.
Okay.
So I've got this little box here. Can you see the box?
Yes, I can see the box. I would say the rightmost one, like at the 3 o'clock position.
This one?
Green. No, two up.
This one here.
I think that's green, yeah. Can you hold it a bit closer to the phone?
Yep, oh, here.
No, that's... Yeah, that seems to be green.
That's great. Thank you so much for your help today. That's fantastic.
Why is there a man with a camera standing
Because I was just going to tell you that.
This is Kai. He's the sighted volunteer who happened to answer Vicky's call.
I'm from the Netherlands.
You're from the Netherlands? Wow.
I'm in Scotland. I'm near Edinburgh.
Nice.
Why did you join the app? Do you mind me asking?
I was curious how it worked. I was curious if this was a way to help people who can't see. And then I really started liking it. I like, you know, that I have an opportunity to help people in this way that is also kind of cool and kind of no hassle for me, ever.
What were you doing when you answered the call?
I was having lunch.
The app depends on there being enough volunteers. There are currently 32,600 blind people who are registered to use the site. But there are 457,000 sighted volunteers who've signed up to help them.
We are blown away by the number of people who are willing to help blind people. If you, as a blind person, need help at 4 o'clock in the morning, we don't call anyone at 4 o'clock in the morning, but then we just ping someone in another time zone. There's always someone taking a lunch break somewhere around the world.
What Be My Eyes has enabled us to do is to feel even more independent than we were before. It has enabled us to ask for help in real time. We don't have to wait until someone is around. The fact that it's anonymous, yes, you don't feel as if you're bothering anyone, and you can thank them genuinely, and they want to help, so that's wonderful.
The hope now is to expand this into the developing world, where 90% of the planet's visually impaired population live.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Connected to other parts.
Hello. Hello, thanks for answering. My name's Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, I'm just wondering if you could help me to find some green thread.
World Hacks, the app helping blind people to see.
My name's Vicky. I live just outside of Edinburgh with my husband, Robbie, and our three children. Our children are very active, outdoor kids. My friends call me their local toy consultant because I'm a big child.
Wow!
I've been blind since birth. My husband, Robbie, has a tiny bit of vision.
There are 285 million blind and visually impaired people in the world.
Every family faces their challenges, and our disability is just part of our life.
Vicky raises her family independently and mostly doesn't need any help. But every now and then, she just needs a bit of time with someone who can see.
The little day-to-day things like matching up socks, finding out whether your food has passed its expiration date in your fridge.
She's uncomfortable always asking friends and relatives for help with simple tasks. This man came up with a solution. He's called Hans Weiberg.
Be My Eyes is an app, is an iPhone app, and it basically makes a live video connection from a blind person's iPhone to a random sighted volunteer's iPhone.
Be my hope, be my eyes, be my eyes. Connected to other
parts. Hello.
Hello, thanks for answering. My name's Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, I'm just wondering if you could help me to find some green thread because my son's pyjama top's got a hole in and I need to mend it with some thread and I can't find the green one.
Okay.
So I've got this little box here. Can you see the box?
Yes, I can see the box. I would say the rightmost one, like at the 3 o'clock position.
Here, this one?
Green. No, two up.
This one here.
I think that's green, yeah. Can you hold it a bit closer to the phone?
Yep, oh, here.
No, that seems to be green.
That's great. Thank you so much for your help today. That's fantastic. Yeah,
why is there a man with a camera standing
because
behind?
I was just going to tell you that.
This is Kai. He's the sighted volunteer who happened to answer Vicky's call.
I'm from the Netherlands.
You're from the Netherlands? Wow.
I'm in Scotland. I'm near Edinburgh.
Nice.
Why did you join the app? Do you mind me asking?
I was curious how it worked. I was curious if this was a way to help people who can't see. And then I really started liking it. I like, you know, that I have an opportunity to help people in this way that is also kind of cool and kind of no hassle for me ever.
What were you doing when you answered the call?
I was having lunch.
The app depends on there being enough volunteers. There are currently 32,600 blind people who are registered to use the site. But there are 457,000 sighted volunteers who've signed up to help them.
We are blown away by the number of people who are willing to help blind people. If you, as a blind person, need help at 4 o'clock in the morning, we don't call anyone at 4 o'clock in the morning, but then we just ping someone in another time zone. There's always someone taking a lunch break somewhere around the world.
What Be My Eyes has enabled us to do is to feel even more independent than we were before. It has enabled us to ask for help in real time. We don't have to wait until someone is around. The fact that it's anonymous, yes, you don't feel as if you're bothering anyone. And you can thank them genuinely. And they want to help, so that's wonderful.
The hope now is to expand this into the developing world, where 90% of the planet's visually impaired population live.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 1. Tarea 2. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea. Extract 1.
My expectations were that it was going to be a very dark psychological analysis of a serial killer. And it's really not that in the slightest, you know. I mean, I think that Bret Easton Ellis saw these privileged young guys in Manhattan behaving badly in the 80s and sort of asked himself, well, how far will they go and how much can they get away with? And that's why you have this sort of ludicrous idea of Bateman being a serial killer. But it's an analysis of these yuppies, of Wall Street at the time, of these trust fund kids, and of men, you know, and violence. And I had no idea that that was what it was going to be, and that Bateman would cut such a ridiculous figure as well. You know, he's endlessly entertaining, not somebody that you'd want to know, but certainly somebody that, you know, you would find fascinating to eavesdrop on, you know, in a restaurant.
Extract 2.
He's not somebody that could really exist, you know. Bateman could never be a real person, and I didn't approach it from a point of realism. You know, I didn't go into motivation at all, because this is a man who has nothing instinctive inside of him. Everything is a cerebral choice that he makes. He could just as easily, you know, compliment somebody and shake their hand or pick up an axe and take their head off, because he has no conscience, so therefore he has no limits on what, you know, he can do. But he's very, very intelligent, you know, and it's sort of his knowledge and certainty about the environment that he lives in and the complete shallowness of it that drives him crazy, you know, knowing that any search for meaning whatsoever within his life is utterly pointless.
Extract 3.
Physically, you know, it was essential. It wasn't just the vanity of an actor that Bateman have a six-pack and all of that. You know, he talks about it. He's incredibly narcissistic. You know, the aesthetic is always important with every character, but more so with Bateman. You know, with him, the clothes really do make the man. And much as the same way as I would arrive on the set, put on the suits, have my hair done and everything, makeup, and then be able to play Bateman, he does exactly the same thing in his mornings with his routine. He puts on his mask in order to be able to perform, you know, for the rest of the day. So, you know, I had to work out like crazy for that.
Extract 4.
Well, I think that, you know, Mary looked at the book and saw all of the intelligence and the satire and the wit of the piece, and on the one hand, the great black comedy that's there. I mean, it is undeniably funny, even though you feel guilty at times for laughing. Blended with the horror and the bleakness and the disturbing comment on men and violence, and on capitalism. And that's what she took from the book. It jumped from one genre to the next extremely quickly, and that was, you know, it seemed like something almost impossible to pull off, but, you know, I think that Mary has.
Extract 5.
It's been accused of not being violent enough by some fans of the book. The book is far more violent, you know. I mean, it gets incredibly graphic. I just don't think that can work as well in movies. Firstly, there's the question of how do you show any sort of violence without celebrating it, and it's a difficult question, but certainly not by showing it as it's described in the book. I think that many people will be surprised, because the violence in the movie is primarily in the tone of the piece, you know, in the atmosphere, in the thought processes, rather than actually being, you know, physically revealed. Even when there is physical violence, it tends to be on Bateman and left more to the imagination of the viewer, which, you know, which is always works much better.
Extract 6.
I mean, I think that, Mary thought that it would be quite interesting, me being British, because I would have an understanding of the whole class system, viewing Bateman as a member of the American upper classes. There are obviously these kind of characters in every country. This is an exaggeration of the Manhattan, you know, species of this, but Bateman couldn't exist outside of, you know, his clubs in New York, outside of his offices. You know, he couldn't exist in many areas of Manhattan, let alone outside of Manhattan in the rest of the states. But he is the image of sort of the American dream of glamour, wealth, you know, sophistication, in the backs of magazines, of Interview, of W.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 1.
My expectations were that it was going to be a very dark psychological analysis of a serial killer. And it's really not that in the slightest, you know. I mean, I think that Bret Easton Ellis saw these privileged young guys in Manhattan behaving badly in the 80s and sort of asked himself, well, how far will they go and how much can they get away with? And that's why you have this sort of ludicrous idea of Bateman being a serial killer. But it's an analysis of these yuppies, of Wall Street at the time, of these trust fund kids, and of men, you know, and violence. And I had no idea that that was what it was going to be, and that Bateman would cut such a ridiculous figure as well. You know, he's endlessly entertaining, not somebody that you'd want to know, but certainly somebody that, you know, you would find fascinating to eavesdrop on, you know, in a restaurant.
Extract 2.
He's not somebody that could really exist. You know, Bateman could never be a real person, and I didn't approach it from a point of realism. You know, I didn't go into motivation at all, because this is a man who has nothing instinctive inside of him. Everything is a cerebral choice that he makes. He could just as easily, you know, compliment somebody and shake their hand or pick up an axe and take their head off, because he has no conscience, so therefore he has no limits on what, you know, he can do. But he's very, very intelligent, you know, and it's sort of his knowledge and certainty about the environment that he lives in and the complete shallowness of it that drives him crazy, you know, knowing that any search for meaning whatsoever within his life is utterly pointless.
Extract 3.
Physically, you know, it was essential. It wasn't just the vanity of an actor that Bateman have a six-pack and all of that. You know, he talks about it. He's incredibly narcissistic. You know, the aesthetic is always important with every character, but more so with Bateman. You know, with him, the clothes really do make the man. And much as the same way as I would arrive on the set, put on the suits, have my hair done and everything, makeup, and then be able to play Bateman, he does exactly the same thing in his mornings with his routine. He puts on his mask in order to be able to perform, you know, for the rest of the day. So, you know, I had to work out like crazy for that.
Extract 4.
Well, I think that, you know, Mary looked at the book and saw all of the intelligence and the satire and the wit of the piece, and on the one hand, the great black comedy that's there. I mean, it is undeniably funny, even though you feel guilty at times for laughing. Blended with the horror and the bleakness and the disturbing comment on men and violence, and on capitalism. And that's what she took from the book. It jumped from one genre to the next extremely quickly, and that was, you know, it seemed like something almost impossible to pull off, but, you know, I think that Mary has.
Extract 5.
It's been accused of not being violent enough by some fans of the book. The book is far more violent, you know. I mean, it gets incredibly graphic. I just don't think that can work as well in movies. Firstly, there's the question of how do you show any sort of violence without celebrating it? And it's a difficult question, but certainly not by showing it as it's described in the book. I think that many people will be surprised, because the violence in the movie is primarily in the tone of the piece, you know, in the atmosphere, in the thought processes, rather than actually being, you know, physically revealed. Even when there is physical violence, it tends to be on Bateman and left more to the imagination of the viewer, which, you know, which is always works much better.
Extract 6.
I mean, I think that, well, Mary thought that it would be quite interesting, me being British, because I would have an understanding of the whole class system, viewing Bateman as a member of the American upper classes. There are obviously these kind of characters in every country. This is an exaggeration of the Manhattan, you know, species of this. But Bateman couldn't exist outside of, you know, his clubs in New York, outside of his offices. You know, he couldn't exist in many areas of Manhattan, let alone outside of Manhattan in the rest of the states. But he is the image of sort of the American dream of glamour, wealth, you know, sophistication, in the backs of magazines, of Interview, of W.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 1.
My expectations were that it was going to be a very dark psychological analysis of a serial killer. And it's really not that in the slightest, you know. I mean, I think that Bret Easton Ellis saw these privileged young guys in Manhattan behaving badly in the 80s and sort of asked himself, well, how far will they go and how much can they get away with? And that's why you have this sort of ludicrous idea of Bateman being a serial killer. But it's an analysis of these yuppies, of Wall Street at the time, of these trust fund kids and of men, you know, and violence. And I had no idea that that was what it was going to be and that Bateman would cut such a ridiculous figure as well. You know, he's endlessly entertaining. Not somebody that you'd want to know, but certainly somebody that, you know, you would find fascinating to eavesdrop on, you know, in a restaurant.
Extract 2.
He's not somebody that could really exist. You know, Bateman could never be a real person, and I didn't approach it from a point of realism. You know, I didn't go into motivation at all, because this is a man who has nothing instinctive inside of him. Everything is a cerebral choice that he makes. He could just as easily, you know, compliment somebody and shake their hand or pick up an axe and take their head off, because he has no conscience, so therefore he has no limits on what, you know, he can do. But he's very, very intelligent, you know, and it's sort of his knowledge and certainty about the environment that he lives in and the complete shallowness of it that drives him crazy, you know, knowing that any search for meaning whatsoever within his life is utterly pointless.
Extract 3.
Physically, you know, it was essential. It wasn't just the vanity of an actor that Bateman have a six-pack and all of that. You know, he talks about it. He's incredibly narcissistic. You know, the aesthetic is always important with every character, but more so with Bateman. You know, with him, the clothes really do make the man. And much as the same way as I would arrive on the set, put on the suits, have my hair done and everything, makeup, and then be able to play Bateman, he does exactly the same thing in his mornings with his routine. He puts on his mask in order to be able to perform, you know, for the rest of the day. So, you know, I had to work out like crazy for that.
Extract 4.
Well, I think that, you know, Mary looked at the book and saw all of the intelligence and the satire and the wit of the piece, and on the one hand, the great black comedy that's there. I mean, it is undeniably funny, even though you feel guilty at times for laughing. Blended with the horror and the bleakness and the disturbing comment on men and violence, and on capitalism. And that's what she took from the book. It jumped from one genre to the next extremely quickly, and that was, you know, it seemed like something almost impossible to pull off, but, you know, I think that Mary has.
Extract 5.
It's been accused of not being violent enough by some fans of the book. The book is far more violent, you know, I mean, it gets incredibly graphic. I just don't think that can work as well in movies. Firstly, there's the question of how do you show any sort of violence without celebrating it? And it's a difficult question, but certainly not by showing it as it's described in the book. And I think that many people will be surprised because the violence in the movie is primarily in the tone of the piece, you know, in the atmosphere, in the thought processes, rather than actually being, you know, physically revealed. Even when there is physical violence, it tends to be on Bateman and left more to the imagination of the viewer, which, you know, which is always works much better.
Extract 6.
I mean, I think that, well, Mary thought that it would be quite interesting, me being British, because I would have an understanding of the whole class system, viewing Bateman as a member of the American upper classes. There are obviously these kind of characters in every country. This is an exaggeration of the Manhattan, you know, species of this. But Bateman couldn't exist outside of, you know, his clubs in New York, outside of his offices. You know, he couldn't exist in many areas of Manhattan, let alone outside of Manhattan in the rest of the states. But he is the image of sort of the American dream of glamour, wealth, you know, sophistication, in the backs of magazines, of interview, of W.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 2. Aquí acaba la prueba de comprensión oral. Por favor, siga las instrucciones del profesorado en su aula.